Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. We're on the air.
Come on.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to There Is a Word from the Lord. And my name is Apostle Stacy Lunsford, and I have the privilege introducing to you Prophetess Stephanie Moore. And the word for today is believe. And I know that you came to this line tonight to listen to There Is a Word from the Lord. And I just want to encourage you to just fasten your seatbelts tonight, because we have an exciting show prepared, and the Lord is going to do some great things tonight. So, Prophetess Stephanie Moore, how are you this evening? I'm going to turn the microphone over to you.
God bless you, Apostle. Again, I just thank the Lord for being here, and I thank God for the opportunity. I thank God for eloquently speaking, broadcasting, for Apostle Stacy, for just allowing me to bring forth this word and being on this network. My friend, God is so good, and he's so wonderful. And the word that the Lord has given me on tonight is believe. And before I get started, I just want to sing this little song. I used to hear my mother sing this song when I was a little girl. Every morning we could hear our mother singing this song. So I'm just going to give you just a little bit of it, because the name of the song is I Believe. I believe every drop of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkness night, a candle glows. I believe for the one who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe above the storm, a smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the grave somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why I believe. God bless you. I just had to sing a little tune, a little out of tune, but that's the word that the Lord has given me on tonight, my friend. It's the word believe. And the scriptures that I will be sharing with you will be coming from the book of Exodus, the 19th chapter and the 9th verse, 2 Chronicles 20 and the 20th verse, Mark the 5th chapter and the 35th through the 36th verse, Mark the 9th chapter and the 23rd verse, Mark the 11th chapter and the 24th verse, John 14 and 1, Romans 10 and 9, 2 Corinthians 4, 12 through the 13th verse, and Hebrews the 11th chapter and the 6th verse. And the word believe, the definition of believe means to credit upon the authority or testimony of another, to be persuaded of the truth of, upon evidence furnished by reasons, arguments, and deductions of the mind, or by circumstances other than personal knowledge, to regard or accept as true, to place confidence in, to think, to consider, as to believe a person, a statement, or a doctrine. My friend, again, the word for tonight is believe. And my friend, let me just take another little short break and encourage you to purchase my book, There Is a Word from the Lord, 31 Days of Encouragement by Prophetess Stephanie Moore. And my friend, you can purchase my book on Amazon.com. And again, the word for tonight is believe. And I'm going to go right to the book of Exodus. And it's the 19th chapter and the 9th verse. And it reads thus, and the Lord said to Moses, lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee, and believe thee forever. And Moses told the words of the people unto the Lord. And my friend, the message, and my friends, let me share this with you as well. I'm reading out of my book, and this is the second day of the month, and this is the second day of my book. So I'm just reading out of my book. And every time I give a scripture in the book, there is a message. So this is the message for the scripture that I just read, Exodus 19 and the 9th chapter. And the message is, my friend, God was able to reveal only so much of his splendor to a people who were unprepared for a full revelation. He appeared to them in a thick cloud, his exclusive presence. The omnipotent creator came down to meet the Israelites. His presence evoked an overwhelming sense of awe. Later in the same chapter of Exodus, verses 18 and 19, the Lord descended upon Mount Sinai. The entire mountain was smoking, and the Lord came in fire. The smoke was illuminating cover for the glory of the Lord, even as the associated fire further reinforced God's presence to the Israelites. These visitations serve to reinforce their belief in the Lord. My friend, even on today, we are blessed how the Lord visit us through his Holy Spirit. And when I was reading that scripture, I just began to reflect back how that the Lord spoke to me. The first time I actually heard the voice of the Lord, it was just so overwhelming to me. And I think I may have shared this the last time when I was on the broadcast, how that when the Lord was dealing with me after I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost and I went to this revival, and the evangelist asked me what I wanted, and I said, I want me a triple portion of the Holy Ghost. And the next day, as I was praising and magnifying the Lord, I heard this wind, and behind this wind came this small, still voice, and it spoke to me, and it said, this day I have given you the gift of prophecy and interpretation of tongue. My friend, I actually heard the voice of God. And even as I'm speaking, even as I'm sharing that with you now, I can feel the presence of God. And you're listening and you're feeling a warmth, right? I just feel the presence of God. Ooh, God is so, he is so real. And ooh, he amazes me how he works. And my friend, I want to encourage you on today, just believe God. Whatever God told you that he's going to do in your life, my friend, just believe God. Just able shot. God is not like man. If God tell you he's going to do something, my friend, he's going to do it. He told me years ago when I first, when he spoke to me and he gave me that prophetic gift, he told me a few days later, he said, you're going to be on radio, you're going to be on TV, you're going to write books, and that I was going to be a millionaire. And my friend, I have already seen those things come to pass. I'm waiting on the millions, but God is a God that when he tells you something, just believe it. It may not happen when you think it's going to happen, but my friend, just hold on to whatever he tells you to do. And what's so amazing to me about God, it's about to blow my mind, because he actually will speak to you. The God that made the sun and the moon and the stars and the birds, oh, my God, he speaks to us through his Holy Spirit. He capo sikiando sha. My friend, he will speak to you ultimately. I tell you, I'm going to the next scripture because I'm getting real excited. But I can feel the presence of God. Even as I speak it, I know you feel it as well. Sometimes it just feels like a warmthness that come over you. My friend, that is the presence of God. Okay, I'm going to 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter and the 20th verse. And it says, and they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judea, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. My friend, when the Moabites and the Amorites, who were the descendants of Lot by his two daughters, came against Israel, King Jehoshaphat needed a plan of action. He picked one. Jehoshaphat prayed and believed God. God answered his prayer. Israel won the battle and prospered. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoils, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies and precious jewel, which they stripped off of themselves more than they could carry away. There was so much that they was gathering those spoils for 3 days. God blessed them because they believed the prophet. My friend, whew, my God. You know, sometimes people misuse this scripture. And I get angry when people do that, because, you know, sometimes people try to prostitute the gift. Somebody told me years ago, said, don't let the people use you to prostitute God's gift. You know, sometimes when you're a prophet or you're a prophetess, sometimes people will take advantage of you because they have that gift. But my friend, let me tell you something. I told myself and I told God, I said, Lord, I don't ever want to do that, because I ain't going to hell for nobody, because God showed me hell. So sometimes when people try to get things from you, they will use, you believe the prophet, you're going to prosper. The word of God tells us that we're going to profit if you believe the prophet. But don't let people try to take advantage of you. You know how church folks do. Now, I'm just being honest. I'm being for real. Sometimes people will take advantage of you because they do have that gift. But that's not God. That's them. So, my friend, whenever a prophet comes to you and prophesies, God just used the prophet to confirm what he has already dealt with you about. And God will always send two or three witnesses to you as well. Because sometimes when God deals with me, when he first started dealing with me, I would be telling God, now Lord, now you sure you telling me this? I wanted to be sure, because sometimes you doubt God because of some of the things he tell you to do, and it be sounding crazy. Now I'm gonna write another book, and my other book will be, well, the name of my other book, someone told me recently, it says it's gonna be up, 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 but the name of my book is going to be Chronicles of a True Prophet. Man, the reason why they said up, 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 because sometimes the spirit get on me and I say up, up, up. But people take advantage of that scripture. I'm just being real. I'm going to the next scripture, and y'all need to say amen. I know somebody said amen, but, you know, that's not God. God don't operate that way. That's the way man operates, okay? All right, I'm going to the next scripture. I'm going to Mark 5:35-36, and it said, While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troubleth thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. My friend, the implication of the girl's report death is that her condition is now irreversible and without remedy. Jesus immediately corrects this thought by insisting that Jairus stop being afraid and continue to believe that there is yet hope for her. When the girl rose, this indicated that her life had been restored, just as in the case of the widow dead son in Luke 7:15, and of Lazarus, who had been dead for 4 days, in John 11:39. All three will die again, and Jesus' resurrection, however, was unique. Not only was he restored to life, but Jesus' body was transformed so that he never have to face death again. Isn't God good? I tell you, God is so good. God is He's wonderful. He can raise the dead if it's God's will for somebody to come back alive. God can do anything. God can do anything he wants to do. That's why I be so excited about God, because I have seen God do so many wonderful things, so marvelous things in my life. And even as I'm talking, if you want to cut in, you're more than welcome to cut in and share, because I discern while I'm talking. Someone has that testimony while I'm talking that they have pronounced them dead, but God resurrect them, because he is a resurrector. And even as I'm speaking, when we open up the lines, I want you to share and give your testimony, because that has already happened to someone that's listening to me even now. You need to tell that testimony, because God is good, and God can do anything that he said he can do. I'm just so amazed every time I think about and see the things that God has done in my life, in my personal life. And, it's just amazing to me just thinking about when I reflect back on my life, some things that I went through and how God brought me out. Even in 2000, I started on the radio in 2008. And in 2012, I had a stroke. The Lord told me, he told me that morning, before I had a stroke, he said, "Step, I'm going to do something new." And I said, "Okay, God." You know, I was looking forward to something new he was going to do in my life. And then when I got home from work that day, I kind of peeped up at Jesus, and I said, "Lord, I thought you said you were going to do something new in my life." And I was talking to my sister on the phone, and then all of a sudden I couldn't talk. I was stuttering, and she said, "Oh, my God." She said, "Step, you having a stroke." She said, "Hang up the phone. Let me call your son." And my son was away in school. So she called my son, and my son called his wife, and she came over. And I was trying to call one of my friends on the phone, and when I was calling her, I couldn't talk. And she knew something was wrong with me. And by the time they got me to the hospital, I couldn't walk. But, you know, during that whole process, God was talking to me. And it was so amazing to me. And then when I got in the hospital, I couldn't walk, I couldn't talk, but the Holy Spirit was talking to me and telling me it's going to be all right, it's going to be all right. And so I stayed in the hospital all night long, and the next day, you know how they do tests and everything, because I had to learn how to walk all over again, I had to learn how to talk. But sometimes during that process, when I was in the hospital, my aunt sat there for hours, and she watched me, because what happened was when God would send somebody in the hospital to visit with me and he had a word for them, God would let me talk. This is plain like I'm talking to you now. Then all of a sudden, after I finished giving the message, what the Lord had given me to share with them, I couldn't talk. And I said, "Oh, my God." But you know what? Because the word of God said all things work together for the good for them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose, everything we're going through is going to work out for our good. Everything, my friend, that you're going through today, it's going to work out for your good, because sometimes God wants to use us in the most unusual ways and under the most unusual circumstance. And even during that process, although I had that stroke and I couldn't walk and I had to learn how to walk and talk all over again, I had to go stay in a nursing home for a couple of months. But you know what? It was so amazing to me, because during that process, God used me. Sometimes, you know, people always look at sickness as, "Oh, Lord," you know. But sometimes when you yield to God, when you give yourself totally to God, you don't know what kind of circumstances you're going to be in and how God's going to use you. Even in the passing of my sister died this last month, and even through that whole process, being in the hospital all night long, God used me. He used me in that process. So, my friend, when you yield to God, you don't know what kind of circumstances you've been, but be conscious and know that God is using you in spite of the heartache, in spite of the pain, the pain of losing my sister, because sometimes I want to call my sister on the phone, and I say, oh, my God, I can't even call my sister. You know, because my sister, when I was younger, she was my protector, because I was always doing sometimes I didn't have no business doing, so all that, and somebody messed with her. I said, well, I'm going to go get my sister Peaches. And, you know, my sister used to fight for me, you know. She used to help me out. And my kids could even tell you, they said sometimes I would be asleep, you know, and wake up in the middle of the night calling my sister, Peaches, Peaches, Peaches. You know, but God is good, and I thank God for my sister. I really do, and I miss her a lot. But, you know, but God is good, and God knows what's best. So I just praise him, because in all things, in everything, God tells us to give him praise. Okay, I'm going to go back to the scripture. I'm going to Mark. Mark 11:24 says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. My friend, the key to prayer is to believe. However, there are other factors that do apply. All things must be according to his will, and it has to be in Jesus' name. What makes believing so powerful is when we stand on that belief until we see the manifestation or our faith, but we must believe it before we receive it or all is lost. And my friend, what's so amazing to me is that when we pray in the name of Jesus. Isn't that amazing? And every time I think about it, because my mother sent us to church when we was little. But when I got grown, I just couldn't fathom in my mind nobody, a woman having a baby without a man, and then this man dying on the cross. I said, that is crazy. You know, that doesn't make no sense to me. And a whole lot of people think that way today. Say, oh, no. And I remember my brother said, oh, that's just a white man's religion. But my friend, Jesus, he was real. Mm-hmm. Because you know what? God can do anything. Because guess what? God made the birds. Didn't no man make no birds? Didn't no man make no alligator, no whale? You know, and I had to start reasoning within myself. I said, well, wait a minute. Because ain't no man made no gorilla. No man made a tiger. I said, and a bird and the doves and all the different kind of birds and stuff. I said, there is a God. And if God can make the birds and the moon and the stars, he can put a baby inside a woman without her having a man. And then the man grow up, and then he die for our sins and die on the cross and be raised again. I said, well, maybe, you know, I had to reason within myself. Because sometimes you got to reason within yourself, and you got to think about it. I said, wait a minute, hold up now. God can do anything he wants to do. And then, you know, God said he revealed his secrets unto his servant. It's almost like a secret, because God himself had to reveal this to me to let me know how real he is. And I said, Lord, I'm so grateful to God that he's real and that he can do anything. My friend, be encouraged on today, because your praying is not in vain, and you're living. It's not in vain, my friend. Just keep living and keep on giving God the praise and the glory. And you know, the word of God said we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We sin daily, but the Bible tells us if we would confess our sin, if we would just confess our sin. Lord, I'm getting a little ahead of myself, so let me get to the scripture, because I'm getting real excited now. Let me get to my next scripture, baby. I'm going to John. Ooh, God is real. Let me read John 14:1. It says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. My friend, after announcing Judas' betrayal, his own intimate departure, and Peter denied Jesus, told his disciples not to be troubled, but to trust him. Believe. Believe, the simple but profound solution to all our problems is believing. My friend, we do what we do because we believe what we are doing is right. Our actions are nothing more than the product of our deepest conviction. The key to this belief and the source of it is our faith. Right thinking is essential to engage in the right action, and right thinking begins with the thinking right about God. I tell you, my friend, God can do anything he wants to do. And all we got to do is believe. All we got to do is pray and talk to him about anything. For the word of God said in Romans 10:9, and this really got to me because, see, we went to church when we was little. And then when we got to be teenagers, we really didn't have to go. My mama didn't make us go. So, and like I said, I just didn't believe that Jesus was real. But you know what? When I started reading the word of God, and this is what got me, Romans 10:9. It said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. My friend, confession come before the Lord. Believe what is said in this verse. Once the heart is right, all one has to do is to repent, believe in Jesus, and confess that belief. And my friend, that's what I had to do. I had to confess that I was a sinner. Mm-hmm. I had to confess and believe. I had to confess with my mouth. And I had to believe in my heart that Jesus died and rose again. I tell you, God is so real. And my friend, you might be going through that right now. You might be listening to me and say, well, you know, I don't believe all that Jesus stuff. Somebody just told me to listen to Prophet Moore or Sister Stephanie, you know. And you really don't believe. But my friend, I'm here to let you know that Jesus is real. And he really died on the cross for us. And it's amazing the things that God would do for you and the things that he will reveal to you and let you know he's real. All you got to do is just talk to him and say, Lord, if you're real, and he'll reveal himself to you. It's amazing to me. It's, whew, child, God is good. I'm telling you, you better seek him like never before, my friend, because the time that we're living in, we're living in some terrible times. People have gone completely crazy. And, you know, the Lord has showed me years ago that this country being occupied. And, see, heaven is real and hell is real. A whole lot of people don't talk about heaven and hell. They might talk a little bit about heaven, but hell is real because, you know what, God revealed it to me one time. When I first accepted Christ in my life and God was dealing with me, I dreamt that, because I heard them, the preacher was preaching about the rapture. Because, see, I didn't know none of this stuff. I didn't know. Only thing I knew about God when I look back on my life, I remember we used to go and see the Ten Commandments, and I didn't believe that was real, you see. And I heard them talk about the rapture, because some things I just didn't know about the Bible. You know how they send you to church, but nobody really taught me anything. I remember singing this song in the garden. They gave us this little piece of paper. We had to learn this song. But no, I can't. When I look back on my life and reflect back on my life, nobody really, you know, sat and made you remember scriptures or nothing like that. That's why it's important when you got children to teach the children the word of God. So when they get older, that word will come back up in them, you know. And some things I wish I had done for my children, but some things I didn't know, so some things I couldn't teach them because I was new in the Lord. So some things I didn't know, but I tell young people and I tell young mothers to teach your children the word of God, teach them to praise God because the word of God says he inhabits and praises of his people. When we begin to praise God, the word of God says he come in our midst. That's what I tell people, to teach the children to praise God. You know, even when I taught children's church, and I still teach children's church, I tell the children, look, this is not just for the grown folks raising their hands, but I teach the young people, raise your hand and praise God, and you'll feel the presence of God, and God will even speak to you when you praise God. So that's why it's important that you teach the children the word of God, so when they get out here in this world, and when they try to do something they don't have no business doing, because they got that word in them, that word will come back up in them and will convict them from doing what they're doing. So, my friend, it's important that you teach the children the word of God. And don't just let your children just come to church and they just be sitting up there playing with this, with all these electronic tablets, and they're all on the phone. My friend, you let your children sit up there and listen to what the man of God or the woman of God or whoever's teaching the word of God. And then when you get home, you ask your children, well, what did the preacher preach on today? You see, some things I didn't know what to do as a young mother, but now that I do, I try to share it with the young mothers and young people, you know, some things that they need to teach their children. I'm amazed at my own children to see how the Lord deals with them and use them, and that's amazing to me, you know, because some things I know I didn't know to teach them, but I tell you, God is good, and both of my kids, they love the Lord and serving God. I thank God for them. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, my friend, let me get back to the message, and then we're going to open up the line in just a few minutes. I got two more scriptures that I want to share with you. The next one is 2 Corinthians 4, the 4th chapter, the 12th and the 13th verse, and it reads, so then death worketh in us, but life in you. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. My friend, the message is, had Paul not been willing to risk death to bring the gospel to the Corinthians, would not have received eternal life. Paul explains why he was willing to risk his life for the gospel. His belief in the gospel compelled him to tell others about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. My friend, are you risking your life to tell others about Jesus Christ? Paul's belief was focused on the God of resurrection. The evidence of God's power motivated him to face difficulties, danger, and death for Christ's sake. My friend, as Paul rested in what he knew about God, not what he felt, we must rest in God and boldly do his will. My friend, we got to be bold in these last and evil days. We cannot be afraid to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes I have had situations where I'll be in a grocery store, or be at the mall, or just in a restaurant, and the Lord would give me some benefits. We got to be bold in this day and time. I mean, the devil, he bold doing what he want to do. So, my friend, you got to be bold. You're not to be fearful, but you got to be bold and begin to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sometimes you may be in a grocery store, and God may want you to witness, because sometimes people's life is at, and sometimes people's life, it's in our hands. You don't know what's going to happen. And God be nudging you, say, speak to that person and tell them that I love them, or just give them a word, or just a word of encouragement, because we don't know what people are going through. You don't know. And sometimes I have even been in the grocery store and lost that. Like, I didn't hardly have no money myself. And God said, pay for that person's grocery. Because you don't know what that person going through. Or sometimes just, when you purchase something in the store, just tell the people to keep the change, because somebody else may need the change that's coming behind you. My friend, let the Lord use you in these last and evil days. Can't you see what's going on in this world? I tell you, it's some stuff going on in this world. I mean, it's some crazy stuff. But guess what? I'm going to be crazy for Jesus. So whatever he tell me to say, I'm going to say it. Whatever he tell me to do, I'm going to do it. I don't care who it is, because God have used me in some peculiar ways. I said, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. These folks ain't going to understand me, but that's okay. I'm going to do what he tell me to do. And my friend, guess what? You better do what he tell you to do. You better say what he tell you to say. And if he tell you to sing, you better sing. Whatever God is telling you to do, my friend, be bold. And if you have fear, confess your fear. Say, Lord, I'm scared to say this. But say, Lord, and then you just pray, say, Lord, take away the fear and do what he tell you to do. Okay? Okay, this is my last scripture that I'm going to share with you. And then we're going to open up the line because you may want me to pray for you or you may have something you want to share concerning the word believe. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Here the author of Hebrews is saying that faith is mandatory for those who approach God. God rewards not only those who seek him, but those who do good works in the power of the Holy Spirit. Christ's rewards are meant to provide a powerful incentive for an obedient life. And my friend, you have to be obedient to God and do whatever God tells you to do. Do whatever he tells you to do. Just pray and ask God. I had to pray, and I said, Lord, help me to be bold for you. If I tell you God would tell me to do some stuff, I said, Lord, look, God told me one time, he said, and I was sharing with somebody the other day how I even got in the school system. Now, I was a housewife. I was enjoying being a housewife, being at home, taking care of the kids, that type of thing. And then one year the Lord told me, he told me to put my kids in a whole, take them way across town to this other school. I said, Lord, that means that I'm going to have to drive my kids to school because they're supposed to be going to school down the street in the neighborhood, and the Lord told me to put them in another school. I said, and then he told me, God, then and play with the children. I said, play with the children? He said, yeah, I want you to play mayor. I said, mayor? What in the world? I said, Lord, Jesus, I don't forgot how to play mayor. And so I asked the people at church, I asked the saints, I said, y'all, how to play mayor? This is just something. Why you want to know how to play mayor? I said, because the Lord told me to go out here and play with the children. One of the saints said, oh, my God, she done really gone crazy now. Because sometimes I would tell people things that God would tell me, and, you know, sometimes the saints try to make like you crazy, but they know you're telling the truth, but, you know, that's something you got to go through when you're a prophet. Because I didn't even realize I was a prophet. It took me almost 20 years to even call myself a prophet. But anyway, so the Lord told me to go out here and play with these kids because one of my kids got out at 2:30, the other one got out at 3. So every day I would go out here and play with these kids. I play mayor, and then I started playing other games with them, not aware that the people in this office was watching me play with the kids every day. I said, and so then it came up to me one day, the lady came out, she said, ma'am, we've been watching you playing with the kids every day. You need to go apply for a teacher assistant job. I looked at the lady, I said, no, well, I can't do that because, you know, I never did like school. So when I got out of school, I was glad to get out of school. So I never thought I would do anything like that. And the Lord spoke back to me. He said, yes, that's what I want you to do. I said, for real? So, and the lady said, now, if they don't have anything permanent, tell me you would serve. I said, okay. So I went up there and applied for the job, and they said, well, ma'am, we don't have anything permanent, but you can serve. I said, okay. They said, when your card come in the mail, you just go to the different schools and let them know you're available to work. I said, okay. And I said, oh, my God, what in the world? I did not have a clue, my friends. I really didn't. So anyway, I went to this one particular school. I went to this school, and one of the Caucasian people in the office, and I told him I was putting my name down. I said, you have a list for me to put my name down in case y'all need to serve? And they said, yeah. And I said to him, I said, these folks ain't going to call me. Before I could get back home, the people had called me and asked me to serve. I said, what in the world? I did not have a clue what to do because I had been out of school for about 30 years. And I said, oh, my God. And they called me, and they wanted me to work at this middle school. Well, I goes in the middle school to work. I was so glad that this other lady was there subbing as well. She was the teacher, and I was the teacher assistant subbing. And she had to, you know, talk to me, explain some things to me because I said, ma'am, I don't have a clue of what I'm doing and what I'm supposed to do. And we began to talk, and she began to share with me. So after I did that for a while, the Lord said, I'm going to put you on full time. I said, you are. He said, yes. So one day when I walked in the, about a year after I had, was doing it for about a year, and so the next school term came, and somebody shared with me, they said, oh, I thought you said the Lord said you're going to be on full time. I said, well, I am. I'm just waiting on God. So they didn't believe it. So anyway, so I walked into school one day, and I shared with this one teacher, and I said, you know, I'm trying to get on full time. She said, well, let me go down to the office and call my supervisor. She said, because we had never seen nobody like you before. I said, huh? She said, because the kids take to you so. And they did. When I would walk in the classroom, the special need kids would take to me. And then, and some of the teachers were amazed by it. They said, because they don't normally go to strangers, you know, but the kids would take to me. But I learned later on that, see, children have keen sense of discernment. And children know when you're not right or something ain't right about you, you know. So, but anyway, these kids, they seem to have keen sense of discernment, so they just took to me. So when the lady went down to the office to call the supervisor was coming into the door, and she shared with her concerning me. And don't you know that lady interviewed me and hired me that day? And I ended up working in the school system for 22 years because I obeyed God. That's why it's important that you obey God, because you don't never know what God's going to do, what he has for you. So had I not obeyed God and went out there and played with the children, I probably wouldn't have worked in the school system. And I learned so much working in that system. I tell you, it was truly a blessing to me. And it was a blessing to the people as well, because when I was retiring, one lady said, we really don't want you to retire. But I had to retire because of the health issues, and it was my time. My time had ended. So, my friend, we're about to open up the prayer lines. I pray that you have been encouraged, that you have been inspired, and that you have been blessed and uplifted. And, my friend, remember, whatever God tells you to do, just believe God and do what he tells you to do, okay? Okay, Apostle, do we have anyone on the line?
Praise the Lord. We don't have anyone right now. If you do want to grace the mic tonight, if you have a question to ask Prophetess Moore, or if you have a testimony you want to share, or if you want prayer, please press 1#, and we will get to you. And while we're waiting, I wanted to elaborate on John 14:1, one of the scriptures that you gave. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. And one of the questions I wanted to ask our listening audience tonight, are you distressed about something or somebody? Are you feeling trouble in your heart? And as Prophetess Stephanie was talking, it was like, okay, we need to zero in on this. And trouble means to experience problems, difficulties, disturbances, or distresses. And trouble means to be harassed, annoyed, worried, or upset. So are you experiencing problems, difficulties, or disturbances? Because there is a word from the Lord. And that's why God allowed, opened up this door for Prophetess Moore to minister to those in need. So if you do have a prayer request, or if your heart is just feeling a little down today, and you feel discouraged, please don't go through it alone. Please press 1# on your phone, and we will be more than happy to speak with you. And Prophetess Moore, you really, I really was blessed by all of the scriptures that you used tonight, and may God continue to bless you as you minister. And we do, oh my, the boards are lighting up, so let me take our first caller, and we have the last four numbers of your number ends with 3387. You are on the air with Prophetess Stephanie Moore.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
I just would like prayer and, you know, and for God to speak whatever he will.
Okay, you want prayer? You want me to pray with you? Okay.
Yes.
And where are you calling from, ma'am?
I'm calling from Virginia.
Okay, we're gonna touch and agree, okay? Is there anything in particular you want me to pray for?
Yes. My daughter, and she's having my grandbaby this month. Well, July. She's having my grandbaby in July. And I pray for that to be a success. And I also want prayer for myself. I just ministry-wise, you know, I just need encouragement. And, you know, I just really need to have some confirmation and whatnot.
Okay, well, let us pray. Father, Cabo, Sikiando, Sha. Father, Cabo, Cushe, Niando, Sha. God, we love you and we praise you, Ando. And God, I pray for your servant even now. God, take away the worry and the frustration. I pray that the peace of God will come upon her even now. Namo, Lekiando, Sha. He Cabo, God, give us peace in our mind and peace in our spirit and peace in our soul. In the name of Jesus, and God, we pray for that grandbaby, Ebo. And we pray for that mother that's carrying that baby, oh God, that you will keep her, keep her mind, keep her body. And let the baby be healthy, oh God. And give this mother the rest on tonight. Don't let her talk, don't let her turn, but let her sleep be peaceful even on tonight. In the name of that woman, you shall not be the same from this day forward. You should not even think the same or look the same because God is about to do a new thing in your life. I hear you talking to Jesus. Ha, ta, ta, ta.
My God.
I see God is making a way for you, baby. And he about to open a door. In the name of Jesus. Fear not, says the Lord. For I am with thee. And I promise you, I never leave you nor forsake you, says the Lord. Heba seke, liando sha. Even the finances have been held up. God said, I'm about to loose it. Hekamo kushe, liando sha. In the name of and God deals with you, my dear. He deals with you about singing. You need to sing for his glory.
Yes.
Don't worry about it. Leave them in God's hand. Let the Lord deal with him and them. In Jesus' name, thank God. He's with you, my dear. The Lord is with you. He's with you, my dear. My sister. I don't know who you are, baby. But you're going to have a testimony next week, and you're going to have to call us back. And you come up and give us your testimony. And you need to sing for his glory. Now, I don't know nothing about you, baby, but you need to sing. Because the Lord deals with you about singing. Am I telling you right, sweetheart?
You are telling me right.
Well, baby, you
better
sing.
Hey, God, thank you.
I see the Holy Ghost turning things around, baby. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
To the caller, I gave you a word last week, and I have to remind you of it while I'm still laughing, because God said that you shall be fruitful and increase. In case you forgot,
oh,
This is your reminder. Because
yes.
Jeremiah 23:3, it says, and I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries, whether I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase.
Oh, my God.
And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, nor neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. So God wanted me to remind you of that. But in that being fruitful and increasing, your songs, God's going to increase. So if he has a song on your heart right now, sing for him, but let Prophetess Moore hear you sing.
Jesus, oh, my God. Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, God.
Ah. Oh, God, thank you, Jesus.
Well, you better sing, sister. Whoever
and if you don't want to do it now, then when you get off this line, you need to sing. Because you need to activate the spiritual gifts that God has placed inside of you. It's okay to ask for prayers, but some of the things you ask for, you already have it. So you have
and
to stir it
activate.
Up. And the only way you're going to stir it up is to use it. God did not give you a spirit of fear,
God.
But a power of love and a sound mind.
Sound
and he has given
you
power and authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. So you simply need to make a choice, make a decision that you're going to come out of agreement with fear and you're going to come into agreement with what God is saying. Because you've been loose. You are a woman that has been loose. So there is a word from the Lord for you tonight. Prophetess Moore, turn it back over to you.
Oh, God. Whew. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-mm-mm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-mm.
Well, God bless you, and thank you so much for calling in. And,
God bless
Moore, are you there? Oh, God bless you, too. God bless you. But it's activation time.
My God.
And you know, I'm going. I'm not
going
to back down either. So,
okay.
You know, get your boots out the closet. Don't combat boots. Get your camouflage on. Time to toe the line. You ready?
Time to do it. Yes.
All right. God bless you. We love you very much. Continue to listen, and God bless you.
God bless you and love you guys, too. Thank you.
We love you, too. Okay, you're listening to There is a Word from the Lord with Prophetess Stephanie Moore, and we are going to speak to caller number 5159. You're on the air with Prophetess Moore. How are you this evening?
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, Prophetess Moore, can you hear her?
This is Ida. I'm on my way home from work. Can you hear me?
Okay. I'm trying to see. I think Prophetess Moore is having some difficulties.
Okay.
Well, we could keep talking while, you know, until she could get back on the line. Do you have a testimony? Because she was saying somebody had a testimony.
Yeah.
Prophetess Moore, are you there?
I hear you all. Can y'all hear me?
Can you hear me? We have Ida Morales is on the line.
Yeah.
Okay, you can hear me. Okay, go ahead, sweetheart.
I can hear her now. I just wanted to just prayer, but she did say Mark 11:24, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Mark 11:24?
Yeah.
Yeah. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Ask, receive, and receive. I was trying to upload a picture, but I really it's not coming through right now. But God's telling me for an ask and believe I will receive it.
So you want us to you want me to pray with you?
Yes, ma'am. But I was trying to upload a picture so you can see it. It's not coming. Not coming through.
You trying to upload something?
Yeah, it's not coming. But when I get home, I'll try to upload it so you can see it.
Okay.
It was your scripture, Mark 11:24.
Yes.
Yes. And I am delighted to hear you. I'm always thrilled to hear you on as much as I can hear you.
Okay, where are you calling from?
Youngstown, Ohio.
From Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your special prayer request?
Whatever the Holy Spirit downloads. It really, it's been a lot of distraction lately, but asking God to, you know, more close to God.
Okay, we're going to pray. Father, in the name of Shekabo Kushe, Likiando Sha, God, we love you and we praise you. And Lord, I pray for my dear sister, even Neando, Likiando Sha. God, I pray that you'll move every hidden spirit in the Neebo Sha, in the Ando Sha, in the name of Jesus. Lord, this sister desire a closer walk with you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, bless, O God, make ways and open doors. And, Father, I pray that you would give her the desires of our heart, O God, in the name of Abel Shah. God, I pray for favor. I pray for favor. God, this sister needs a favor. Abel Shah, she's been praying for favor. She's been praying that you will open a door and make a way for, oh God. And Lord, I touch and agree with her right now. In the name of Jesus. And God, I pray for that relative that's on her heart, that's on her mind, that's in her spirit. I pray that you will work that situation out even now. Hey, ba 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 ba. Hey, Kabo, say, Ikando Shah. In the name of Jesus. And God, even pray for her body. That you would touch her body, oh God, from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Get all in her bloodstream, oh God. Hey, God. La mama. Hey, Cabo. In the mama side. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for it. In Jesus' name. And the word of God says, no weapon.
Yeah.
This form against you shall prosper, says the Lord. No weapon. Do you hear me what I say? No weapon. Hasha got some weapons formed against you. He covers, ha. But the Lord said, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, says the Lord. For I am with thee. Ha, ta, 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 ta. And I never leave you nor forsake you, says the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
And baby, let me sing this little song to you. Something good is going to happen for you. Happen for you this very day. Something wonderful is going to happen for you. Jesus of Nazareth is passing your way. Something marvelous is going to happen for you. Happen for you this very day. Something marvelous is going to happen for you. Another rock is passing your way. God has not forgotten your labor of love. Bless the Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. Something wonderful going to happen for you, and we want you to call us and tell us about it. All right?
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
God bless you, sweetheart. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you, Ida. Have a blessed night.
You too.
Okay, to our listening audience, you are listening to There Is a Word from the Lord with Prophetess Stephanie Moore, and this is the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network, and my name is Apostle Stacy Lunsford, and I'm working the message board for Prophetess Moore this evening. If you would like to get on the mic and speak with Prophetess Moore, please press £1, and we will be more than happy to put you on the mic. At this time, we're going to talk to caller number 0387, Evangelist Patrice. How are you this evening? You're on the air with Prophetess Moore.
Bless the Lord, Apostle Stacy. Bless the Lord, Prophetess Moore. I just want to say your message. I just want to say your message encouraged me this evening. Because I went to sleep and I wake up and my head was just hurting me. And, you know, I was just here listening. And when you said, let not your heart be troubled, everything just disappeared. And I just want to say thank you, Jesus, because sometimes God puts some people that speak the word in our lives so we can be encouraged. Because sometimes I'm alone and I feel, you know, like I have nobody. But God is there. And so let not my heart be troubled. So I'm not going to let my heart be troubled this evening, you know. And I'm really encouraged by your testimony, because sometimes in life we say we can't do something, and, you know, God just turn around everything for you and let you become a teacher in a school, you know. And I keep on telling God that I want to go to the nation. I don't know about anybody else, but I want to work for Congress. I want to work for the government. I want to do great and mighty things in the government, because I see a lot of things that I could change. But you know what I'm saying? I don't have a degree, but I don't need a degree. I have God. God is my degree. And I know God will give him that spirit to do it, because anything you set your mind to, God said he will do it as long as he's doing it to his glory and he's getting glory from it. So I want to tell you that your word encouraged me this evening. You know, when people think they can't make it in something, God will make you do it. And I know I'm going to do it, because I say I want to work with TSA. And I want to go to Congress, and I know I'm going to do it in Jesus' name. And you just encouraged my spirit this evening, and I want to thank you for that.
Well, the word of God says, he said, I will give you the will and to do of my good pleasure. So God put it in your spirit. So when God tell you to move or do whatever he tell you to do, and sometimes God can tell you to stuff be sounding real crazy, and sometimes you can't even tell people. But whatever he tell you to do, you need to do it, okay? Fear not, says the Lord. Know that, know that God is with you. Know that he'll never leave you nor forsake you. And he said, you have not because you ask not. Now, you go see what you just, baby, you go and do what you got to do, and God will do the rest. Do you hear me what I said?
Amen.
God put that in your spirit, so then you say, Lord, now what step do I take to get where you want me to get? That's all you got to do, baby.
Amen.
And God will do the rest. Whatever he tell you to do, just do it. Do you hear me what
Amen.
I'm saying? Do whatever Amen. He tell you to do, and it'll be sounding crazy. I'm trying to tell you, he's going to tell you some stuff, be sounding real crazy. But do it, and know that God is with you. Because he said, I give you the will. I never thought I'd be teaching in the school system. Not, child, please. But I have had I enjoy what my last tenure was. I worked 15 years in high school. I was a teacher assistant. I enjoyed every bit of it. I loved the children. God just put that in my heart. And when I was a child, I didn't even like school when I was going to school. Lord have mercy. And then God allowed me to go to college, and I was in my last semester of college while working in the school system, and that's when I had the stroke. So hopefully I'll get back there. I got one more semester to finish, and then I have my degree in human resource. But,
Amen.
My friend, whatever God tells you to do, you just do it. Just be bold
Amen.
Enough to do it, okay?
Amen.
So peace with you, and I'm just going to have a word of prayer with you, all right?
Yeah, can I
okay.
I have a prayer request? Can you pray for my head for me? I seem to be, I read the scripture, but I can't remember my scripture. I'm having problem remembering my scripture. So can I get prayer for my head to remember?
Okay, for your memory. Okay, yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we touch and agree with our sister Eva now. God, God, that you were even touching her mind, touching her spirit, oh God. Help her to remember, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help her to remember your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. As she study your word, as she read your word, help her to remember, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, just bless her. Give her desires of her heart, open doors and make ways, oh God. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for it. In Jesus' name. I hear that, folks. You're going to travel, sister. Now, do you have a passport?
Yes.
Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from New York.
Baby, you got a passport, sweetheart? Where are you originally from?
From Jamaica.
Uh-huh. Well, baby, you better do some more traveling, sweetheart.
Yes.
You get your bags. You got to pack your bags, sweetheart, because you about to travel. Do you hear me what I said? Even in your travels, you will understand a different dialect. Because God deals with you. And he deals with you with the different dialects. And in your traveling, God's going to make it real plain to you. Do you hear me what I say? You got a whole lot of traveling to do, sister. I heard the spirit say that you're going into Congo, whatever Congo is. You about to just pack your bags. That's all I'm gonna tell you. You're gonna have to pack your bags because you're going to travel. You got to travel, baby. Just pack your bags up, sweetheart. But stay in touch. We're eloquently speaking. Stay in touch. Stay in touch with us, okay?
Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Baby, all I'm going to tell you about the travel, and you're going to get some money, too. Because somebody's going to give you some money.
Hallelujah.
You got
glory.
To get you some money, baby. I'm just telling you what the Lord said. But you got a whole lot of travel you got to do, baby. You be encouraged because God is with you.
I thank you for including my heart because sometimes I just feel like, thank you, Lord. I just thank you. I thank you for your ministry and I thank you, Apostle Stacy. I thank you. And I just want to tell you, Apostle Stacy, that the Lord said yes, sis. The Lord said yes. You know what the Lord said. The Lord said yes.
Thank you, God.
God bless you, Apostle. God bless you, Apostle Satan. God bless you, Prophet.
God bless you. Love you.
God bless you, sweetheart.
God bless you.
Stay encouraged.
Yes, ma'am.
Keep your bags packed.
Amen.
All right, our time is almost up. Is there another caller on the phone?
Yes, there's another caller, but before I disconnect Patrice, I just wanted to let you know Prophetess Stephanie, she's one of the ones that's going to be on my private jet when we go over to Africa, so that was very
awesome.
Claim
it, sister.
Look, I might have to lend her my jet sometimes for her little trips, but, you know, we going. So we all going to be on that
today. Yeah, the Lord said Congo. That's where she's going.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. And remember the other night on the prayer line, and Dion was praying, and I said, "Ooh, I can hear you roaring all the way in the jungles in Africa." Mm-hmm. And then I said, "South America." Wow. It's like, "Woo, God is just doing this thing." Mm-hmm. But be encouraged, sis. We love you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Amen.
Okay. You're listening to There Is a Word from the Lord with Prophetess Stephanie Moore, and the next caller on the line is 6700. You're on the line with Prophetess Stephanie Moore.
Hello. Hi. My name is Tori, and I was calling to see if you guys can pray for me. I've been discouraged lately, but I know that God has something great for me in my life. I've been going through a lot of trials, it seems like, but I'm just asking if you guys would just pray with me, because I'm tired. I'm just getting
so tired. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we shall not lie. God, we love you and we praise you, God, and we pray for our sister, God, Lord, that you would touch her now. We pray that the peace of God will overshadow her now. God, let her rest on tonight, oh God. Take away the stress and the strain, oh God. Take away the heartache and the pain, oh God. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray that you will make a way, oh God. In the name of Jesus, all this stress and strain and all these bills, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will even bless our finances, oh God, that you will make a way, that you will open a door, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for the finances that have been held up. We pray that you will loose them even on this week, oh God. I know. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus, all that turmoil around her, oh God, we pray that you will move the turmoil and give her peace, oh God, peace in her spirit, peace in her mind, peace in her soul. Let the spirit of peace overshadow her even now. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, I pray that she will not be the same from this night forth, not even think the same nor look the same. But, Father, I pray that you do a new thing in her, oh God, and give her new insight and new vision, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and God, those people that's around her that don't mean her no good, we pray that you will move them as far as the east is from the west, oh God. Hey, Labo, Sekiando, Sha. Hey, God, Heba Sekiando, Sha. And God, even the children, Lord, help her with those children, oh God. Hey, God, Laba Sekiando, Sha. Touch the children, oh God, that's around her, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Hey, God, make a way for the children, oh God. Hey, God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' name. Thank God. I see some children around you. Give the children peace. Fix it for the children. Make a way for the children. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you praise. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
Thank you,
God.
Thank you, Jesus. God's going to make a way, baby.
Yes.
You be encouraged.
Yes.
You're going to see Cabo. Seek it. I pray. I hear the song say, Lord, break every chain. My God. Break every chain, Lord. Every chain. Break it right now. In the name of Jesus. Change of depression. Woo, God, break the chains. In the name Ebo Shah. In the Ebo. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' name. My God, I see him breaking changes, baby. Got all these chains on you. God said he's about to break them.
Thank you.
La, 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 la. Woo, and I just see all these children around. I don't know what the cheering is, but God going to fix it for the children. Do you hear me what I say?
Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
He going to fix it for them babies because you're concerned about some children, too. Am I telling you right, sweetheart?
Yes. What was the first part? I didn't hear you.
Ma'am?
Yes.
He going to fix it.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Yes.
Okay, well, he going to fix it, baby. You going to call
Thank
us back
you.
And tell us about it. Okay?
Yes.
And the Lord deals with you, sweetheart, because you need to write, too. You
yes.
got a story to tell.
Yes.
The Lord been dealing with you. Am I telling you right, sweetie?
Yes, yes. Yes, you are.
Okay, well, you need to write, but don't, God got them chair, because this is a, you concerned about a whole lot of little chair. But God
yes.
will fix it. He going to fix it, baby. You got
yes.
it. God see, he going to fix it, sugar. You going to tell
yes.
us about it, okay?
Yes.
You're going to have a testimony next week when we talk to you. You call this prayer line back next week, because you're going to have a testimony, baby. God
Thank
about
you.
To
I will.
Change in your life.
I believe it.
Yeah, he's going to break the chain. I see a whole bunch of chains, but they're about to fall off.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you, baby.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Thank you.
We look to hear some good news from you.
Yes.
And, Tori, before you go, are you on Facebook?
I am.
Okay. If you could give Prophetess Stephanie Moore, just inbox her or either send her a friend request. And that way we could stay in contact with you.
Okay.
Okay.
I will. Yes.
All right.
I
and
will.
God bless you. Be encouraged. All right. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. We're going to go to, if you would like to get on the mic, if you have a prayer request, you would like to speak with Prophetess Moore, please press #1 on your phone and we will. Get you right on the mic. And Prophetess
okay.
Moore,
yeah.
Do you have another word to share tonight?
Well, our time is just about up. I just want to the people just to be encouraged and just believe God. Just believe God. God just tell me to tell the people just believe God, just pray and believe God because God is going to work out. He about to work some miracles, child. We're in a season of miracles. And next week by this time, when the people call back, they're going to testify about a miracle that God has worked in their life this week. Because I'm believing him too. He is
Amen.
A miracle worker.
And, you know, I have to jump in right there. And when I say jump in, Prophetess Moore,
uh-huh.
you got one end,
uh-huh.
you got one end of the rope, and I got the other end of the rope. So together,
mm-hmm.
I want you to just lift your hand like we turn in double dutch. So everybody that's listening on this line right now, yeah, y'all
uh-huh.
going to jump in. You got to jump in the rope because once you jump in the rope, you're moving from where you are, and a shift is going to take place. But once you get in that rope and you start jumping, and see, we turning, God is turning things around in your favor. And Prophetess Moore,
yeah.
she just said that this time next week, you're going to have a testimony. And I so
mm-hmm.
witnessed that in my spirit because we've been doing a 21-day fast.
Mm-hmm.
And this week, we doing the John the Baptist fast, and this fast is all about asking God for a, like, crazy, radical testimony where he could use
mm-hmm.
our testimony for his glory to bless somebody else. And so we have been praying collectively for the body of Christ. So that means before you even made up your mind to dial into this broadcast tonight, you was already thought of and you was already prayed for. So when a prophetess is ministering to you, when you come, you need to just say, tell God thank you while you're waiting for your four numbers to be called because you have a testimony because God already answered your prayers. Hallelujah. So don't be afraid to jump into the rope. When the man that possessed the pool, when the water was troubled, everybody was getting in the water. And Jesus came to him and said, hey, do you want to be healed? And he made all kind of excuses why he couldn't get in the water. Well, I'm telling you, we turning that rope, and somebody needs to jump in and just let the Holy Ghost fall fresh on you. Hallelujah. Oh, Prophetess Moore, I'm excited. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. We honor you, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. My God. Girl, I don't know what's going to happen. We it's Shabbat. Next week, the folks going to be calling in and testifying because God is about to do some awesome things in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Just me being on this line is a miracle. That's part of the miracle right there.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, you know, I believe God really. Oh, go ahead.
I'm just telling him, just believe God, because God is a miracle worker. I believe in him for a miracle, child. For real. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I believe this is also a seasoning. Okay. I believe this is a season. If you have a business, if you already have a business, God really wants to expand and increase your business. And the key thing right now is if you already established, it's going to be in your marketing, how you're promoting your business and advertisement. And sometimes the best advertisement is word of mouth and referrals by friends and clients. So draw up a letter of recommendation. Contact some of your previous clients or return clients. And in this letter, you're going to ask them to do a letter of recommendation for you. And so when you're promoting your business, and especially if you have a website, you want to put some of these testimonials on your website, or if you're using brochures, so that people can hear the wonderful things, the wonderful service that you are providing. And if you don't have a business and you've been thinking about it, now is the time to write the vision and make it plain. The word for today is believe. And Prophetess Moore gave out several scriptures about believing. And today we pray that your faith, regardless of what you believe, that you will believe that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And that if God gave you the vision and the dream, he's going to give you everything that you need to bring it to pass. But it's not just going to fall into your lap. You got work to do. You got to do some investigation. You know, you got to set long-term goals. You have to set short-term goals. But believe in yourself and believe in the gifts that God has placed inside of you and know that you are worthy. You know, sometimes we don't think we're good enough to receive some of the things that God show us, but you are worthy. And God wants to bless you. He wants to see you be successful. And if you want to speak with Prophetess Moore, please press 1#, and you will get on the mic to speak with her.
All right. Well, I know you're listening, and my friends, our time is just about up. We got 2 minutes left. So if you want to share, you want to give a testimony, or even if you want to share about your business or about your book, you can call and just let us know. And just remember to go get my book. You can purchase my book online at Amazon.com. There is a word from the Lord, 31 Days of Encouragement. By Prophetess Stephanie Moore. So, my friend, whatever you want to share with us, we open up this line and this opportunity because it's Shabbat. People are listening all across this country to this broadcast. Some folks are sitting listening to me right now, but they're not saying anything, but they're listening, and they'll call me later. They'll say, Prophetess, I heard you on the radio. I mean, I heard you on the phone. So, my friend, if you want to share your vision or to share what you may have something that's going on this weekend. We want you to share that. And we'll be more than glad to allow you to talk and share. And while we're waiting for you to call, let me share about our Father's Day concert. I meant to share that. It's on June the 18th, 2016. It's the Father's Day concert, and it's at the Experience Church. Well, it can't be explained, it can only be experienced, and our church is located 4165 Putin Boulevard in the beautiful city of Suffolk, Virginia. And we have Doc Christian, he's the MC, and we have Slater Johnson, Damian Parker, and Brothers in Christ. It's going to be an awesome Father's Day concert. You know, so many times we have concerts for the mothers, and, you know, but my friend, we got some good fathers out here, and the fathers need to be encouraged. All fathers are not bad fathers, baby. There's a whole lot of these fathers have made sacrifices, and they're taking care of their kids. So we're celebrating fathers at the Experience Church on June the 18th, 2016, at the Experience Church in Suffolk, Virginia. And let me give you the address again. The address is 4165 Putin Boulevard in the beautiful city of Suffolk, Virginia. And you can go to our website, The Experience Church. My son is the pastor, Pastor John Moore, and Minister Kenya Moore. So God bless you, my friends.
Well, we do have a caller on the line. Prophetess Moore, we do have a caller on the line. Yes.
Okay.
Hi. My name is Kumit, and thank you for your messages. And I have a business. I do colonic irrigation that help people with their nutritional habits and their weight management problems or issues.
Okay. And where is your business located at?
5917 Drexel Road in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
I'm right around I'm right around the corner from St. Joseph.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Now, share that information one more time because somebody's listening that's in Philadelphia, so share it again, okay?
Okay. I do colonic irrigation. That's the cleansing of the colon. And can I get my number?
Yes.
And my number is 215-877-2500. That's 215-877-2500. And I'm located at 5917 Drexel Road. And I work every day. I work Monday to Saturday from 9 to 6.
All right. Well, we thank you so much for sharing that information with us.
And I thank you, too, Prophetess. I thank you, too.
You just be blessed and be encouraged. And we pray in the name of Jesus that God will bless your business and prosper your business. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, continue to give her the desires of her heart. Open doors and make ways. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we give you praise. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. You be blessed, my dear sister.
Thank you.
God bless.
And Uncle Kumit, before
Thanks,
you
Stacey.
Go, could you please, you're welcome. Before you go, could you please tell us all of the services that you provide besides the colon irrigation because you do massages? Tell us all of the services that you provide.
Okay. I do nutritional consults. I do massages. We do have packages. I do have a steam, an ozone. We do have people who are having issues. They want to increase their oxygen in their body because it oxygenates the cells. And it also helps with weight loss in terms of you can look like between 400 and 900 calories in a 30-minute session. But it's good in terms of you sweat out a lot of the poisons and toxins in the body. So that's one of my – yeah, it's good. And what else? Oh, and I write.
Oh, you're writing a book?
Yes, I am. And I'm right in the middle of one of them now. And I'm putting it together now. So it's working. My granddaughter and my son are working with me on it.
Okay. Well, that is excellent. We appreciate you calling and sharing with us.
Okay.
And we pray the blessing of God be upon you like never before. And you stay in touch, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right.
And Kumit, put your information in the Eloquently Speaking, and you should do that like once a week or even twice a week because it's all with the promotions, and I'm going to be doing some stuff too, and I need to come back to you all. And before she goes, I used her services, Prophetess Moore, and I'm telling you, I'm overdue with my second visit. But on my first visit, I lost weight, and I lost like inches off of my waist as well. And, she took away my cheese.
Well, that is what. Well, sweetheart, I need to meet you, baby.
Okay, I'll be looking for you.
I got a brother that lives in that area. My brother lives outside of Philadelphia. He may be listening. Lolo, if you're listening, you need to say something. That's my brother. Okay. All right.
Okay, thank
you.
We're
going to keep in touch with
you.
Thank you. Thank you as well. Wow.
Thank you for listening in. Okay, so we're at the end of the show, radio broadcast. You've been listening to There Is a Word from the Lord with Prophetess Stephanie Moore, and she's on the air every Thursday at 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. We thank you for your support. Thank you for those that called in to speak with Prophetess Moore. And I just want to leave you with one of the words that she shared tonight, which I think was like so really important. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. So God will never leave you nor forsake you. So be encouraged and know that we love you and we are praying for you. And Prophetess Moore, you have closing remarks.
All right. Again, we thank God for Apostle Stacy and Eloquently Speaking. I just thank God for the opportunity. And my friends, again, just stay tuned and stay in touch. And you can go to Eloquently Speaking Facebook inbox her if you want to share with Apostle. And also you can inbox me as well. Stephanie Moore. On Facebook, I'm just Stephanie Moore. I don't have Prophetess up there. You may see my book, but Stephanie Moore. Okay, so God bless you. Appreciate you listening. Stay encouraged and know that God is about to bless you and work a miracle for you on this week. And next week when we have our broadcast, we want you to share what God has done for you. Don't be shy. Just be bold. Be courageous. And speak whatever God gives you to speak on this broadcast, because this broadcast is worldwide. All right, God bless you again. We thank you. Thank you again, Apostle.
Oh, you're welcome. And for those of you, we have Arise and Shine for Jesus Ministry. Our worship service starts tonight at 9 p.m., so you're more than welcome to join us at 712-775-7031. Again, that number is 712-775-7031, and the access code is 218304. We have a dynamic speaker tonight, Pastor Kevin Gant, and his message is Where Have You Laid Him? So God bless you, and thank you so much for supporting Prophetess Stephanie Moore. You're listening to There Is a Word from the Lord. God bless you, and have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you, Prophetess Moore. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Part of your